Amen. If you have your Bible this evening, turn to Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2 for just a little bit this evening. I want to begin to read from verse 1, and then we'll kind of try to give you what God's laid on our hearts. The Bible says in Luke chapter number 2, verse 1, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you," I like that, don't you? That's personal right there. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them." I want to preach tonight just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, "Oh, come, let us adore Him." Oh, come, let us adore Him. As we look at this and we see this a special presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ, as God's telling us in Luke chapter number 2, how He was born of Mary, who was espoused to Joseph, and how there was a time of taxation when they had to come to their own land or homelands to be taxed. And they come to that place, and sometimes we would say, "Well, what about these old folks making them do that? What about Caesar Augustus? What about Cyrena? What about the things that happened? What a coincidence that just happened to happen at that time, so that when Jesus got there, he would have to be born in Bethlehem." No, it wasn't by no coincidence. God had it planned before the foundation of the world, praise God. When Jesus Christ said, "Father, I'll go, and I'll be that propitiation for the sins of the world," praise God, God Almighty had always, well, praise the Lord. You say, "Preacher, how God look at far?" Praise God, He looks way past that. He looked past that night in Bethlehem, praise God, and He saw it that would need be, and He had it planned, amen, before anybody else in this world ever thought about it, before these fellas ever thought about taxation. God Almighty already had a plan and a purpose that one night in Bethlehem a Savior would be born of a virgin, praise God. And I'm glad to say He was, because we can come out a shouting and a praising, giving Him God a glory for it. Amen. Wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't just something that happened by chance. It was planned by God Almighty. Praise His holy name. And we see this presentation that plays out when the Bible said that when they come to Bethlehem, and Bible says in verse 7 that Mary said she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them. And then I preached one time about no room for Jesus. I'm afraid we're living in a day and an hour in the world that there's still no room for Jesus. How we're so busy running, chasing after our own stuff that we forget to take time for Jesus. I want to say, pray God, He ought to be the most important part. Amen. Without Him, we have nothing. Without Him, there'd be no hope. Without Him, there'd be no promise. Without Him, there'd be no victory. Without Him, there'd be no shouting ground. Without Him, praise God, there'd be nothing in this world to look forward to. But praise God, I'm glad I can get up every morning. I pull the curtain back, I look outside, and I say, thank you, Lord, for another day. Praise God, thank you, Lord. Praise God that you satisfied my soul. I don't have to run and chase around after this world. Amen. Try to get the things that it's got. Amen. Praise God, I've got a God that satisfies my soul. Praise God, hey, listen, I'm just like every one of you. I get up and start today, go here, there, and yonder. Sometimes you run around and you feel like you're crazy, but praise God, I'm glad my soul is satisfied. Amen. But he said, there's a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Amen. And praise God. And the Bible said there was. And there were in the same country shepherds, verse 8, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now that is a special flock. If you'll notice, that word flock is singular. Amen. It was a special flock they was watching over. Praise God. Their flock. And said, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about. Can you imagine that sight? Now, me and my little wife a couple years ago got to go over there. And we went up and had a service up there in the shepherd's field. Amen. And praise God. What a blessing that was, because you could just sit there and imagine in those fields, Brother Billy, them shepherds are keeping watch over their flock, watching their little sheep, amen, keeping them from harm's way, keeping an eye on them out there on those rugged ridges. Boy, praise God. But can you imagine that night? I'm talking about a presentation when God Almighty, when God Almighty sent His angel, praise God, to present the Lord and Jesus. Jesus, the Savior, praise God, of the world. Amen. When I think about these, the Bible said, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. I can imagine why they were so afraid. Amen. All of a sudden, I know I've got a vivid imagination. Can you imagine all of a sudden these little shepherds are sitting there maybe and it just black dark. And all of a sudden, all the hills lit up, praise God, brighter than any spotlight could have lit them. Amen. You say, how could that be, praise God? Because God Almighty is the brightest light there is. There's no light in this world that's brighter than the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no light brighter than God Almighty. Amen. Somebody just try to tell you that there's a light that's brighter than God, you just tell them, just go on because they're crazy. Amen. He's no light that's brighter than God Almighty. Amen. And he said, the glory of the Lord shone round about. Now see this presentation. Amen. That light's are shining. I mean, it's bright. Praise God. They see it and they're sore afraid. Amen. Because that bright light. Amen. Because they're seeing something that's peculiar presentation like they've never seen before. You know why that was? Because Jesus had never been born before. Amen. There's a lot of people in the world today. I had a fellow a while back said, yeah, Jesus was just like any of them. All he was a man. I said, yeah, but he was God, man. Amen. Praise be to God. He was God, man. And he was born, praise God, in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. Bible says they was sore afraid. And an angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Hey, something to be excited about when you talk about the Lord Jesus. Amen. When he was born in Bethlehem, praise God, it was something to shout and praise God about. Great joy, which shall be to all people. Not some, but all. He's going to bring great joy. You know, there's a whole lot of people out here, a whole lot of our people. Hello? There's a whole lot of our people. I said, there's a whole lot of our people that's looking for joy. They're looking for something to satisfy them. They're looking for something to give them happiness. But I want to say, praise God, there's joy in the Lord right now that we've never even tapped into because we haven't seen the light of shining. We haven't realized the power and magnitude of the light of God Almighty. Amen. Praise God, we'll run to and fro trying to find joy, trying to find happiness when joy comes from the Lord. So we see this thing playing out. Oh, come all ye. Oh, come and let us adore Him. Come on, rejoicing in the Lord. We see these angels, they begin to magnify the Lord. He said, for unto us, for unto you this day is born in the city of David, Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen? He said, unto you. He said, in other words, it says it's for your benefit. He said, it's for our benefit that Jesus Christ was born. Amen, that it might glorify God and give us a right relationship back with Him. Amen, praise God. Those that was alienated from the Lord God of heaven, praise God, were brought nigh through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and brought back into good standing with God Almighty. Amen, there's a whole lot of folks today, I wonder why they can't pray, why they don't feel God, why there's no presence of God with them. It's because we don't have a right relationship. But praise God, we ever get a right relationship, we'll be satisfied in God. In our salvation. Amen. But he said, this shall be a sign unto you. Shall find a babe lapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Amen. That we've told you before, they knew exactly where, when the angel told them that, they knew exactly where to go look. Amen. Because the Bible tells them in Micah 4:5 that he would be born in Bethlehem, Ephrathah. He'd be born in the tower of the flock, praise God. That's where the Lamb of God, that's where the Christ would be, Christ child would be born, praise the Lord. So they know where to look. They were keeping watch over a certain flock. That was those flocks that would have those little old lambs, praise God, that would be used for a sacrifice. And the angel said, there's going to be a sign given to you. This is a sign. This shall be a sign of you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly, now I want you to look at this. We can see this special presentation. And we see, hey, praise God, and we see God Almighty. We see God moving. We see the angels show up. And praise God, we see the angels begin to sing about Him. They begin to sing a song about Him, praise God. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. Can you imagine that? Brother Jeff, there's already a great light is shining. That thing, it's so bright. It's like old Paul on the road to Damascus. They had to cover their eyes. And all of a sudden, praise God, with that angel from glory, is a bunch of heavenly hosts. And they're singing praise and giving God glory. Amen. Can you imagine what that'll be like someday? Amen. Could you imagine what it'll be like someday when we stand in the presence of God and all the holy angels and the heavenly choir break out, praise God, giving Him glory. Amen. Praise His. Oh, what a time we'll have. The angels broke out in song and began to sing. But you know the thing about this, it's still the greatest music ever written is the music, praise God, about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's those songs that we sing, those hymns that we sing, praise God, about Him. Amen. About the Lord Jesus Christ, the songs that we sing, it bring glory and honor. Speak of His touch. Speak of a relationship. Speak of a goodness, praise God. Speak of a loving, caring God who loves us and cares for us. Those are still the sweetest songs, praise God, that you could ever listen to. Amen. Praise God. The angels sang about Him, about the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're still, the people still are singing. Ain't you glad they're still singing about Him? Ain't you glad those are still the greatest songs, praise God, you'll ever hear? He said, well, preacher, I like them old country western and rock and yeah, pray. They won't touch your heart like a good Holy Ghost gospel song. They won't touch your heart, praise God. They can't do for you what a song about Jesus Christ will do. Amen. Hey, they won't stir down your soul. They won't help you, praise God, like those old hymns will do. Amen, them old Holy Ghost-filled songs, praise God, is speaking of Jesus Christ, our Savior. It's still the greatest music that was ever written. Amen. It's those songs that was sung or are sung about the Lord Jesus Christ, magnifying His name and His power, His awesomeness, praise God, to His people today. He begins to speak to our heart. Amen. The angels, praise God, sang about Him. Luke wrote about him, praise God. He's still the subject, praise God. He's still the subject of the greatest literature that's ever been given, praise God. Amen. As Luke would begin to write, he'd still praise God. This book, blessed B-I-B-L-E, it's on King James Bible, it's still the greatest piece of literature that's ever been written, praise God. It's still the most, hey, praise God, it's still the most popular book in the world today, praise God. It's the most longed for, it's the most cherished, it's the most most read, praise God, a book in the world. Oh, the devil ain't liking this. He said, hey, you just shut up. Don't you be telling them, praise God. I'll tell it, praise God. I'll shout it from the rooftops. Amen. Praise God, this blessed old King James Bible, it's still the Word of God. It still reaches out and touches old sinners. It still has the power to convict the sin and souls might be saved. Praise His holy name. It's still the most popular piece of literature, praise God, that's ever been written. Amen. It speaks in volumes. Amen. We have it in a volume of book. It speaks volumes in the, praise God, of the things of God. Because you get to praying and seeking and meditating over it, praise God. God just opens it up to you. Amen. He just begins to reveal it to your heart. The precious oracles of God. Amen. It's so big you can't contain it all. I wondered one time, when I was a younger Christian, I got real fretful one time. I thought, Lord, I was really struggling. I said, Lord, I just don't understand. Why can't I understand everything in this book? Lord, I want to understand everything in this book. And praise God, listen, you know what? God spoke to my heart. He said, you can't because you ain't God. Amen. If you understood everything, hey, some people say, well, you know, these preachers say, well, I've done preached everything in this Bible. Amen. You're crippled too high for crutches. Amen. You'll never preach this Bible out. You'll never preach this book out because it's full of God and God's too big, praise God, to deplete. Amen. Praise God. He'll still keep on helping our hearts. Luke wrote about it. Others wrote about it. The apostles wrote about it. Amen. The disciples wrote about it. The prophets of old wrote about it. Moses wrote about it. Amen. Everybody wrote about it. And they wrote about the volume of books written of Him. Praise God. It's of the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God what He come to do for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's still there. Praise His holy name. The angels sang about Jesus. Luke preached, praise God, wrote about Jesus. The book contains the word of Jesus, praise God. The shepherds, amen, they hurried off to see Him, praise God, see the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15 said, it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. Now you watch this. Now just get the whole picture here. The angel comes down, begins to speak to them, and then glory lights up the hillsides. I mean, there's a magnificent light that the world ain't ever seen. Amen. And this angel speaks to him, praise God. And then a heavenly host comes down and sings glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God to the Lamb. And then these angels, the Bible said that these angels was gone away from them into heaven. Rebecca, can you see that taking place there? They were. They could see them. They was plain right as your nose on your face. And all of a sudden that light begins to just draw up. And them angels, praise God, and that host just go up into glory. I got to thinking about that. I got to think, praise God, that's what it's going to be like for the church one day. Amen. There's a marvelous light that shines forth in this world. His name's Jesus. And one of these days that light's going to go up out of here when he that let it, when let's take it out of here. And praise God, we're going to go. But this time, we're going to go with it. Amen. Praise God. Now you talk about some shouting as we go, as we lose gravitation. Praise God, there'll be some here. Hey, praise God, anybody left on this world think there's a great thunder that day. And it'll be God's people praising and giving God glory as we go out of here. Praise the Lord. But the shepherds hurried to see him. In verse 15 said, the shepherds said one to another, let us go now even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Amen. Now, can you just imagine, these are just common shepherds biding in the field, keeping watch over that special flock by night. Amen. And God Almighty speaks to their heart. Amen. He says, hey, this is going to take place tonight. And they said, hey, when them angels went out of here, they said, hey, we've got to go see this. I want to say, praise God, I want to say the Lord Jesus Christ is who they was looking for, and He's still the center of the greatest interest, praise God, of anybody else in the world. Amen. There's a lot of people don't understand who Jesus is, but they still a lot of interest, praise God, about Him. Hey, still a lot of people that's got questions. You know where we fall short? We don't come along and answer their questions. Amen. Praise God. We ought to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, how He come, He loved, He bled and died. Hey, we got a golden opportunity this week. Friday is Christmas. We ought to be telling everybody we see, praise God, what this special day means to me and you. Amen. Or to give them the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's a special interest. Amen. People are hurrying to try to get to Jesus. If they ain't, they ought to be. Amen. Trying to get to the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. Amen. So we see the shepherds, they hurry to see Him. Praise God. And in the Bible, Luke tells us that the teachers was listening to Him and they marveled. See, He's the most important part. The book is all about Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore Him because He's everything, praise God. He's altogether lovely. The Bible tells us over in John chapter number 7. John chapter number 7 and verse 14. Said Jesus, He said, now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. Amen. In the midst of the feast, Jesus went up to the temple and He taught. And verse 15, it said, the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Said He never sat under Gamaliel. He never sat under these great doctors of the law. He never sat under the great teachers here in the synagogues. How does He know these things? Praise God, because He is, praise, that very point of wisdom and learning. He's that truth, praise God, that speaks out into a lost and a dying world. Amen. They question it. They listen and they marvel. How can this man have these things? Because He is truth and wisdom. Amen? He's the very essence of truth and wisdom. That's why we can believe Him tonight. We can trust Him, what He says. As Brother Charles says so many times, I like that red riding. That's the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, speaking to you and I. And put it in a volume of books so we could read it for ourselves. We don't have to guess about it. Amen. But Lord, oh come, let us adore Him because He's so magnificent. He is that great teacher. Amen. He is that great. He's still teaching us tonight. Amen. He's still giving us wisdom if we'll seek. Like we preached the other day. If we'll seek wisdom, we'll find it. Amen. When we seek it from the Lord, God will speak to our hearts. We see the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Him. Special presentation, Lord Jesus Christ. We see Him in His wisdom. Amen. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, the Bible says this, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and men. You remember he was at the temple when he got separated from his parents. It took him 2 or 3 days. They finally find him. They said, what are you doing? He said, hey, you knew I must be. What do you mean you didn't know I was? You know I must be about my Father's business. Amen. My Father's business is bringing the gospel to humanity. Telling people, praise God, about how good the Father is. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said he developed and He had a perfect balance. Jesus is the type of a person that we ought to align our kids up with. Amen. Praise God. Intellectually, He had wisdom. He was smart. He wasn't afraid to think. Amen. He wasn't afraid. Praise God, He had wisdom. It wasn't wisdom from here. It was wisdom from heaven. You know, a preacher, we just don't have that yet. Yes, we do. In the volume of the book, praise God, we can have the wisdom of God. Amen. I'd rather have that than any wisdom I know. Amen. This blessed old book, it speaks to you. It encourages, it helps you. He had intellectual wisdom. He also had he was physical in his stature. I mean, He grew up to be a man. You know that it kills me when you see these pictures of a little old skinny Jesus, you know. I pray God, he was a man. He said he grew up physically in stature, praise God. He was a man. He worked with his hands. Amen. He wasn't just some little old skinny hippie. Yeah. Amen. Praise God, he was a working man. Praise God. Wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty. Wasn't afraid to get in there. Physically, his stature, praise God, was a statue of a real man. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said, and spiritually said he had favor with God. Amen. Praise God. That spiritual part's the part I like. Amen. That spiritual part, the part that has favor with God. In other words, he had found his spot before God. He had found his spot with God. And he had found his spot in God. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, spiritually, if we ever get our place in God, with God, for God, God will be the most important part to us. Amen. Praise God. It'll supersede everything else that we have in this world. Praise God. And if we could ever get ourselves in favor with God, get ourselves right spiritually, he said, then we'll get ourselves right socially. Amen. We'll be able to get along with each other. Amen. We'll be able to love each other. He said he not only had favor with God, but he was found in favor with men. Amen. It's hard not to love somebody who just keeps loving on you. Amen. Hey, you can push people away and stuff, and that's your prerogative if you won't do it. But praise God, if somebody just keeps loving on you, sooner or later, praise God, you just have to give in. Amen. Praise God. And he said, socially he felt he was in favor. They was more and more that just kept falling in line with Lord Jesus Christ. And they even said it that at his trial, said we find no fault in him. Amen. God of heaven said, in him I'm well, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. If God's pleased with him, praise God, I am too. Amen. Socially, he found favor with men. Amen. But he ought to be the greatest example. Lord Jesus Christ ought to be the greatest example we could give to our children. Amen. When they're looking for a hero, praise God, get out the book and show them Jesus. Put it in their hearts. Miss Joyce Ann brought her little grandsons with her. And they were sitting there talking about men and stuff. And I said, hey, listen, the greatest Superman was Jesus. I said, you want me to tell you who Superman really is? They said, yeah. And I said, Superman was Jesus. Amen. The greatest man there ever was. And they went home and told their daddy, Ben, they said, Daddy, well, preacher told us who Superman was. And he kind of looked at him funny, I think. I wondered what the preachers are telling him. I said, Jesus. He said, preacher said Jesus was Superman. The greatest man there ever was. Praise God. And he was. Our children ought to believe, ought to know, amen, ought to be able to proclaim that Jesus Christ was Superman. The greatest man that ever lived. As they grow up in their youth, they ought to grow up believing that, clinging to that, praise God. Amen. Oh, come, let us adore him. If we're praising and giving God all the time, our children will too. But when we neglect God, they will too. They'll follow in our footsteps so close. It's plumb scary. Amen. Our children ought to be able to... He ought to be the greatest example for our children. Ought to be the greatest example for our youth. He ought to be the greatest example there ever was for all mankind. Amen. We ought to follow in line with Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, come, let us adore him. Us. We ought to be praising him, giving him praise and glory all the time. Every time something goes good, when things ain't so good, praise God, and just say, to God be the glory, he's still in control. Amen. He's still in control of our life. Hey, if you're a child of God, praise God, you belong to him. Amen. He said, no man can pluck you out of my Father's hands. We're there, praise God. We're safe, we're secure. The Holy Ghost lives in us and he's helping us, in our Father's hand. He's carried us, praise God, through the portals of glory. And one day he'll deposit us at the throne of grace. Amen. What a day that'll be. Boy, we'll come out of there shouting and praising, giving him glory. Or just practice up while we're here. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. We ought to just come praising him, giving him glory. And let us adore him. During this time of Christmas, just listen, youngins, I'm done. We ought to spend Christmas just giving God all the praise. It ain't about the presents and the turkeys and the hams and the food, but it's about the Lord Jesus Christ who came. He stepped out of the portals of glory, took on the flesh of a man, was born of a virgin, lived a life just like me and you and all the struggles of humanity. Amen. Was whipped and beat beyond recognition. He was his visage was marred more than any man had ever been marred. He died for the sins of the world, for your sins and mine. Rose on the third day, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. Praise God. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Praise His holy name. What a God we've got tonight. Amen. He did that for me, and He did it for you, and He did it for this community, and He did it for old sinners, praise God, that don't care nothing about Him. He did that for them that won't love Him, won't receive Him, won't respect Him. But praise God, He did it anyway. Amen. Bless His holy name. Oh, come, let us adore Him. You and I need to praise and give God glory. Amen. We need to run and find Him. Praise God. Get close to as close to Him as we know we're going to need to in these last days that we're living. We're going to need the Lord like we've never needed Him before. We're going to need the church. We're going to need each other. He's coming today. Amen. They're already preaching darkness and gloom all over the place. But I want to say in that darkness and gloom, if we get to look and pull together, praise God, there's a marvelous light that'll shine in the midst of us. And we just go gather around in a circle around the throne of grace and just shout around while they're whining and screaming and hollering the darkness and the doom and the gloom. Praise God, we can say, yeah, it may be. But praise God, there's a light that's shining in my soul. Praise God, I'm satisfied with my Savior. Hey, praise God. Let's just adore Him. And give Him praise. Amen. Praise God for all His good. All His goodness. Christ the Lord. He's our Savior. There ought to be a shouting it from the rooftops. Praising God and giving Him glory tonight. Amen. Listen. Listen, we're going to gather around and have feast and all that stuff. But praise God, let's not forget the reason for the season. Let's not forget that Jesus Christ, our Savior, amen, come to this old earth, praise God, to live and love and to bleed and die for us and rose up victorious. And we ought to just come out shouting the victory. Amen. We shout the victory with Him because we are in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Praise His holy name. He's victory in the Lord. I'm glad for that, ain't you? I'm glad we have victory in Jesus Christ, our Savior. We can just shout and praise and give Him glory, amen, and realizing that He's there with us. He promised He'd never leave us and that He'll be there forever. Amen. Amen. He'll be there forever. He's not going to leave us now. Listen, listen, we've come too far. He's come too far. Praise God to forsake us now. I want to promise you tonight, youngins, He will not forsake us tonight, you and I. He's promised He'll be there with us. But we just have to ask our question, are we going to hang with Him? Amen. Choose that better part. Amen. The Lord asked Peter, He said, will you go away also? And he said, where would I go? He said, where would I go, Lord? He said, thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen. If I go back there, I'm just going back into the destruction and death, praise God. He said, I'm going to go with you because you have the words of life. Amen. Ain't you glad tonight that we've got the words of life? In Christ Jesus our Savior. Praise God. Just shout praise His name. Amen. Oh, come let us adore Him. Us. He said He brought the Word to us. He said unto you is born this day. He was born to you and you and you. Praise God. He was born for us. For each and every one of us. Ain't you glad He was?